That's me, man. Talk995, talk995.com. Thanks for being here. Along with your humble host, Richard Dixon. Parrot Structural Services, 668-2626. ParrotSS.com on the World Wide Web, bringing you portions of today's show. They'll get you where you, They'll get you where you need to go foundation-wise. They will. That's what they do. They've got the helical pier system, the slab jacking, the grout pumping, the soil stabilization, the wall tiebacks. All of the cool stuff that you desperately need if you have a foundation problem. Well, you don't need all of it. You need, you know, one of those things, and that's what they accelerate at. They accelerate? That's what they're exceptional, is what I'm trying to say. Parrot Structural Services, take it from a guy who's had to use them twice. They know their stuff. ParrotSS.com, 668-2626, licensed, bonded, insured, E-Verify, compliant. Big stupid question of the day. Aside from the last episode of MASH, name for me a television episode that really got to you. Television episode that really got to you. Wanda is on the line, the Birmingham broker phone line. Wanda, what is up?
You were talking about Bob Newhart.
Mm-hmm.
He was on ER for a while.
Yep.
And the last episode with him was, you knew it was coming, but you just, kind of like a wreck, you got to watch it, you know? Have you decided where you're going to go for your birthday meal?
I haven't yet. Do you have a suggestion for me? Lay it on me.
Bob Sykes Barbecue.
I love me some Bob Sykes now. I used to live in Bessemer, not that far away from Bob Sykes, and I made it a semi-regular place. Some of the best ribs I've ever eaten at Bob Sykes. I just love them. Yeah, I love their pulled pork. I love it all. And I certainly have I have toyed with the concept of barbecue for that meal as well. I don't know, so many choices. I'll continue to think of it.
Sample little places.
There you go.
Just go here and get a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
I'll just go get tapas everywhere. Sounds like a plan.
There you go.
Thank you, Wanda.
Okay.
I appreciate the call. 545-9950-844-455-9950, should you wish to jump in and play. Believe it or not, a new poll is showing that Americans felt like we were more united under Donald Trump than we are under Joe Biden. This is a new Fox News poll.
I know. Consider the source, right?
President Biden's efforts and promises to be a unifier are not going over well. A majority believe America is less united than it was when President Trump was in office. That majority clocks in at 54%. 37% believe the country's more united and more unified than it was before Biden took office. Here's the thing. I don't remember Donald Trump ever, aside from the media, right, which he was like, they're the enemy of the people, they're the worst thing ever. Everybody knows it, they're the absolute worst, everybody knows they're terrible, everybody's talking about how bad they are. but I don't remember him ever trying to separate people by anything. It was never by class or by sexual orientation or color. I don't remember him ever being like, you know, you people over here and you people over there, we're going to give you people special treatment and you people over here are screwed. And, you know, you look at what Joe Biden did, for instance, with his COVID relief package where, thankfully, immediately struck down by the courts, but black farmers, we're going to give you a big subsidy. White farmers, you're just SOL. You got nothing. Sorry, you were born the wrong color, so you don't get anything. Black business owners will be first in line when it comes to getting aid for keeping their businesses open. You're like, wait, hold on a second. This is not what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about. You are now judging people by the color of their skin instead of the content of their character. You're making decisions based upon the color of their skin. That just seems out of sync, doesn't it? That seems strange and not quite right. And, of course, you can't help but end up dividing people. You do special cutouts for Hispanics, Latino people. You open up your border and you say, we're going to let all these people in. And you go, well, hold on a second. Are you giving them, you know, COVID tests or anything? Don't worry about that. They'll be fine.
so you don't really seem to be all that serious about stopping COVID either, but you're going to somehow denigrate and demonize the unvaccinated. So now you've got that war between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, and many of the unvaccinated aren't even anti-vaxxers, you know? Many of the unvaccinated feel like they don't need the vaccination because they already had the COVID. Many of the vaccinated feel like feel like, you know, I'm young, I'm healthy. If I get COVID, I can survive it, and I'm not worried about that. You know, I'll do the stay home quarantine thing, and I'll just get over it, and it'll be fine. Some people are concerned about something that they feel hasn't been tested properly. I understand all the concerns. I'm a vaccinated guy. I mean, I think if you can get vaccinated, you should. But I'm not going to sit here and harangue you and tell you that you should. I'm not going to, you know, everyone, you got to go out and get vaccinated. That's not who I am. That's not how this show goes. I've never told you what to do. I've never told you who to vote for. I'm not going to do it now. I'm here to entertain and hopefully inform and educate. But if all I get is the entertain, I'll take that. I'll take that. So separating people by vaccinated versus unvaccinated, carve-outs for LGBTQ, you know, we're going to fly the LGBTQ flag everywhere. What? There are dozens of small groups who all would love to have their flag flown. How come we're not flying their flags as well? Because there's really only room for one flag, and the one flag that's supposed to unify us all is the one that's red, white, and blue. It certainly hasn't always done that, to be fair. Yes, it flew over slavery for a lot of years, and that is to our eternal shame as a country that we ever thought it was okay for one human being to own another. But that's in the past now. We have managed, we came to our senses and went, what? This is not, we shouldn't be doing this. And then later came to our senses again, and yet we're still treating them like crap. Like, we need to stop that too. So, you know, when you try to separate people by color, when you try to separate people by religion, you try to separate people by sexual orientation, and this has been going on consistently under Joe Biden. And I honestly, the big anti-LGBTQ thing that they can point to under Donald Trump is that he would not let transgenders into the military, which, you know, guess what? Diabetics type 1 or 2 can't get into the military either. So I guess, you know, he's anti-diabetic, right? Because he hasn't changed that rule. Allowing transgender people into the military only happened in the last couple of months of the Obama administration, like the last 6 months of the Obama administration. Hard to take you guys seriously when you look at that as the precedent. Will, the Chubb Father's in Alabaster with thoughts on the big stupid question of the day. Will, what is on your mind, my friend?
What's up, brother? Well, you know, as per my usual, you know, I have to have a tie for 1 and 2, both all in the family at this point. Both being more retrospective for me, seeing them later on when I was a little bit older and more able to understand the gravity of each episode. So the first one being when Archie has to take blood from the African-American lady and finds out about it, I thought was amazing. And then when he loses his wife, I don't know that there's ever been two episodes of anything that could grip me harder than that. And, you know, I'm a huge MASH fan. So
again, you don't get to use the last episode of MASH because everyone would be saying
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Since you took that away from me, you get the other two answers.
You got to go with all of them. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah. There was a time, by the way, you know, when considered, you know, horrific. Racists would not even consider taking blood from an African-American. Just like, I'd rather die. Just let me die. I don't want that African-American blood in me. And you just look at him and go, really? That's where your head is? You'd rather die? Think about what you're saying here, for the love of all that is holy. Tom is in Chelsea. Tom, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Hey, man. Big stupid question. You a Walking Dead fan?
I used to be. I watched it for about 4 seasons, and then I said, you know, me and my friends, we would have had generators going by now, and we would have had this thing under control, and we'd already be rebuilding society. I'm tired of these people.
Yeah, yeah, the episode where Herschel died, that got to me pretty good. He was like Jesus to all of them, man. When he died, I was like, oh, man, that hurt.
Well, he really wasn't like Jesus because he didn't come back 3 days later.
No. He was like the matriarch.
The patriarch, I think, is what you're thinking of. Yes, he was the old man. Sorry. Yeah, no, it was great. A great episode. They were going to bring him back later in a flashback episode, and unfortunately, the actor died of cancer. And so it was like, well, yeah. I guess we won't be doing that now. Never mind.
Yep.
Thank you for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Is The Walking Dead still on? Are they still airing it? Is it still going? I found the premise intriguing, like I said, for about 4 years. And then I just threw up my hands and said, you're making no progress. You should have gotten something done by now. Instead of just turning on each other, which is exactly what, you know, the show was all about, was survivors and non-zombies just turning on each other in some sort of power struggle over this post-apocalyptic landscape. Thanks, but no thanks. 1:13, how about a quick break? We'll come back and we'll get to news. Do you want to talk about some news? You want to get some news? We can do some news. All right, don't go away. Well, it can't be Kenny G. That's just too much soul.
It's the other talented white guy, John Tesh.
John Tesh.
Yep.
Okay. You should have said the other talented, soulless white guy.
Hey, he gave us the NBA theme. He is one of the greatest composers in all time, thanks to that.
I mean, Dave Koz is a talented white guy. Tom Scott's a talented white guy. Lou Marini, talented white guy. They all play saxophone. Any one of those would have been better than John Tesh. But anyway, that would be our fourth different version of September. The original, of course, done by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's always fun to do this, you know, break out to 9 different versions of the same song. We usually have to wait until Christmas because it's hard to find 9 different versions of the same song. But David tracked them down and he did his homework. And I appreciate it. Hey, tomorrow we're celebrating an album that is turning 50 this year, and that will be the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore East. Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore East. Great album, double album set. Yeah, we won't be playing all of the cuts, obviously.
You want to give me the 9 cuts you want? Just shoot me those.
All right, I'll take a look and see if I can find. You should be able to figure out which ones are, you know, the hits. That's basically what we're looking for. Spin the hits, baby. Spin the hits. But I'll take a look and see if I can't send them over to you. Okay? Okay. 1:20 is our time. I am Richard Dixon. This is Talk 99.5 and talk99.5.com. My attorney is Chuck Davis, chuckdavislaw.com. You can find him on the phone as well, 823-9992. It's hard to find a general practice lawyer nowadays. Everybody wants to specialize. Everybody wants to be like, I practice this very, very narrow little section of law. Very tiny. If you were injured by a guy with red hair whose middle name begins with an R, that's the type of law that I practice. That's not how Chuck Davis does it. Chuck is like, no. I mean, yeah, personal injury, automobile accident, slip and fall cases, wrongful death, medical malpractice, anything along those lines, plus divorce, custody, probates, wills, $99 simple wills right now, contracts too. He just practices a very general sense of law so that when your initial consultation, which is at no cost to you, pops up, you are able to talk to him, tell him your story, and he can tell you whether or not you get a case. At the very least, you should take advantage of that $99 simple will because no one should die without a will. It leaves the state of Alabama in charge of your stuff, and who wants that? Chuck Davis Law, 823-9992, 823-9992. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior legal services provided by other attorneys. but he is my attorney, and I suspect he should be yours as well. Back to the Birmingham Broker phone lines, where Brian is in Birmingham with an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Outside of the final episode of MASH, Brian, give me a television episode that moved you.
I have two, and they both have to deal with fathers.
Okay.
The first one is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
yep.
where Will's dad comes back into the picture.
And rejected him yet again. Rejected him a second time.
Brutal. That scene with him and Uncle Phil, I mean, that, you just knew it was raw and real. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was How I Met Your Mother, where Lily has to let Marshall know that his dad died of a heart attack. And that was real because it was unexpected, because I do believe the actor died of a heart attack.
No, actually, Bill Fagerbakke is still alive. And what made that real is that they did not tell Jason Segel that that was in the script. They didn't tell him that.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what shocked him so much.
He got that real emotion out of it. And both those scenes both had to deal with, you know, that fatherly connection. And they were both just powerful emotional scenes and funny shows.
There's also True a story. Really cool thing about that How You Met Your Mother. If you look in the background, there's a number and there's a countdown each scene until you finally get to the one where Marshall finds out his dad dies. There's a zero on that one. So there's a countdown, and if you look in the back, to the devastating news.
Yikes. Thanks for the heads up on that. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for the call. Here is Kyle in Hoover. Kyle, you're on Talk 99.5. Same question. What do you got?
All right. Now, this is going to sound nerdy, but Star Trek, The Next Generation, it was season 4. It was the one after the whole Jean-Luc is assimilated by the Borg and all that and kills all those people, and then they finally rescue him. It's when he goes home and he's wrestling with, does he go back? Does he stay? And then he has that big fight with his brother, and then he has that speech.
Great episode.
Yeah, when he's crying, he says, I should have been able to stop him, but I couldn't. I wasn't strong enough. Every human being has gone through that in their life, where there's just like you have that breakdown where you're like, I should have been able to, but I couldn't do this. Why couldn't I stop it? And he tells him, this is something you're going to have to live with, so you got to choose. You're going to live in the ocean, under the sea, with such and such, or are you going to do it in the stars on the Enterprise?
It's so, I think it so showed Patrick Stewart's acting range, you know, which was endless. The guy's Shakespearean in his quality. And it was nice that they allowed him to stretch out a little bit and say something other than engage. Thank you. Yeah. Beautiful call, Kyle. Great. It's not nerdy at all. That was a truly epic episode. I saw every episode of Next Generation. I saw most of the episodes of Deep Space Nine. That last one was a weird one, too. How about this? It's First News time once again. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk995.com. Oh, it sounds like George Benson.
It is Dave Bennett.
Who?
Dave Bennett. He's a clarinetist, and he has a little funk group.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's all instrumental versions this hour.
All instrumental versions in hour number two. See, he even planned that out. Got to give him credit for that. Well, on my way to hitting my goal weight by Friday, which is what I'm after, you know, I really ought to just be at my goal weight. I did the thing. I went to Chicago, and I ate, you know, until I couldn't eat any more. And then I got back, and inertia sort of kept me going for another week. I really should have stopped right then. But I was like, hey, I've been eating like a man. So at the end of that week, I was like, all right, that's enough. That's enough. Let's see if we can't take off all the weight that we just put on. And I have been hard on it since then. And Way to Wellness, of course, has been my constant companion. Works wonderfully. Way to Wellness, aplanforme.com. I love their food. I love their snacks. I love their protein bars. I love their pasta meals. I'm a big fan of pasta. They got a lot of different kinds of pasta meals. I also love their chili. It's just something about their chili that just speaks to me. I don't know what it is, but it's one of my favorite of their now, you could do this with their food. You could do this with just regular grocery store food, which is what I do most of the time, by the way. You know, the initial consultation costs you nothing just to find out how it all works. So you're thinking, is this one of those things where you drink shakes all day? I don't think I can do that. Well, if you want to drink shakes all day, they can arrange that. If you don't want to drink shakes all day, they can arrange that too. The important thing is it's physician-supervised weight loss. The weight comes off, and it really works. Way to Wellness, a plan for me.com, a plan for me.com, 994-2393. Make it a call. Rena's in Hoover. She made the call to the Birmingham broker phone line. Rena, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard. As usual, I want to wish you happy birthday, even though it's not until Friday.
It is. That is true.
And we share the same birthday.
Oh, how very nice. Well, happy birthday to you, Rena.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Are you also turning 58? Can you be honest about that?
Yes, and holding. On for dear life.
All righty.
I think where I want to go to dinner is going to be the tavern at the Summit, if they're still open.
If they're still open. Nice,
yeah, and have a great prime rib.
Ooh, God, I love prime rib. Haven't had good prime rib since.
I know. Mm. They have great ones. Mm. But I like mine rare, so I have to go early before they run out.
Yeah, good plan. Ooh, yeah. Any place I can get a good prime rib is definitely high on my list. All right. I don't know. You know, I may wake up Friday morning and say, you know what? I'm in the mood to just order a pizza. That might be what happens. Plus, SHG getting her second Rona shot, so, you know, that might push things back to the point where it's a little late for us, and I might not get my birthday dinner until Saturday. We'll see. We'll see how things go. Yeah. That's all you reach a point in life where that's all you really want, though, is like you just want to go out to dinner. You know, like, don't give me anything. I'll buy what I want. I have money. I'm fine, thank you. Although I will say the prep table that SHG gave me 2 months early for my birthday. She said it was back ordered, and she was like, I got to order it now if it's going to show up in time. And then it showed up like the next day. But yeah.
Well, I'm like you. Don't give me anything. I don't need anything. I have everything I need.
Yep. I'm with
you. Be nice and be kind, you know.
Exactly.
Say happy birthday.
Do the least you can do. Go to Facebook and wish me a happy birthday. That's what I like to see. Thank you, Rena.
I'll do that, but I'll do that on Friday when our birthday is actually
there. Oh, there you go. I'll return the favor.
Okay.
I probably won't.
Thanks. Richard, I hope you have a great day.
You too, my dear. Thank you for the call.
Hey, Richard, I got a traffic report for you.
Let's have it.
We have a five-vehicle-involved crash on 65 southbound right around exit 238. That's the Alabaster exit, it is causing major delays on 65 southbound. So, again, 65 southbound around exit 238, the Alabaster exit, a five-car-involved wreck backing up traffic. So if you're in that area, try to find 31 appears to be clear right now. So if you can get off and get on 31, you should be okay and jump back on a little farther down the road.
Right.
But it's as dark or red as you can be in that area, which means it's pretty much at a standstill.
It's going to be clear for long on 31 because that's where everyone's going. But yeah, if you can get off, you'd get off at the Tank Farm exit, okay, 52. And take it all the way, take 31 all the way down. You'll be able to see the accident when you go across the bridge there at Alabaster. And because, you know, you end up on the other side of the interstate for a while, which is a little bit weird. But then eventually it leads down to and back around again. And I think the next one is Shelby
Airport 234.
Yeah, Shelby Airport. Yeah, that's the next one where you can go ahead and get back onto the interstate. Okay, God bless you. Ooh, it's going to be a rough one out there, guys. We'll try to keep you entertained if you are tuned in while you are sitting dead still in traffic. Yeah, I was going to give you news, but then I changed my mind. I decided I don't want to give you news anymore. I'm tired of giving you news. I'll give you a little bit of Alabama news. How about that? Can I give you some of this? The Alabama legislature is working on a bill that would allow employees to seek damages from their employers if the vaccine they were forced to take causes some kind of bad side effect. Like, you know, Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. I think we've all heard the story, right? I don't know whether or not that... I don't know whether or not that's going to pass and get signed into law. I know that a lot of people are dead set against this this mandate, and it's being challenged in court even as we speak. state says that they can use some of the COVID money for prison. They say, look, no, we can do this. We're pretty sure, you know, this COVID money that we got. And given the fact that the Alabama Education Trust Fund has a hefty balance in it, here as we come up on the end of the fiscal year, that's a big deal, man. I mean, some of it is because of aid from the federal government and so on and so forth. Some of it is because we didn't really spend that much because kids were not going to and from school.
And another factor was the sales tax. We spent way more on online sales tax, and that online sales tax, I think, contributed, I think, was 15% more than it was last year.
That's a good bit, man. I know I did a lot of shopping. Consequently, guess what? We're flush. We're flush with money. We got lots of money. So take that COVID money that the government is offering us. It's just going to go to waste anyway. Throw it at the prisons. I'm fine with that. Do that along with a bond and take the federal money, do a little bit of a bond action, and then prison bond, and then be done with it. That's what I say. Did I mention Elton John has to postpone his European show? I think I mentioned it the other day. Has to postpone his European show because he injured himself. Well, he's not a young man anymore. You know, let's be honest. He's not a young man anymore. And I don't know what he was doing, but I know that his claim is that he is going to be in better shape when he gets back out on the road. He was tired of being fat and out of shape and tired all the time. And so he has been on a workout regimen, and he has been on a diet. And in the process of it all, he injured himself. It happens. Halloween Kills is going to be in theaters and released on Peacock the very same day. I don't think this is a good idea. I understand it. I mean, I get it. But, you know, when you start making it, by the way, they're releasing Halloween Kills on October 15th. They think it's got like a 2-week shelf life? Is that what they're thinking?
Oh, yeah. Come on. You're going to be wanting it because you know what they're going to do. Like, come the 22nd or 29th, hey, let's do a double feature with the first Halloween, and then, heck, let's throw in the last Halloween, and then this Halloween Kill, so we can show three versions of the movie and do a triple feature, get even more money.
Well, I'd be on board for that. I still haven't seen that damn, the prequel to this one. It's not
a prequel. It's a continuation of the first.
Right. It's this canon, and this is confusing to a lot of people, Halloween 2 through 5 doesn't exist. H2O doesn't exist. Basically, only the films John Carpenter is involved with, which is the original Halloween, then the one that was made a couple of years ago with Jamie Lee Curtis, and then Halloween Kills. These three, that's it. That's all that belongs in this, you know, linear version, according. And it's hard to mentally go like, but in Halloween 2, this happened. I liked Halloween 2. It was one of my favorite movies. I like to watch a double feature, Halloween 2. Fun film. But according to this, it didn't happen.
If you come up here, I've got the Blu-ray of the new Halloween from 2018.
I will be there Friday.
All right. I will bring it, and it won't be a birthday present. It'll be a birthday rental.
So I'll pay you $3.99, and what are the late fees? What are we looking at there?
50 cents a day.
Oh, my God. I'm so screwed. This is how Blockbuster went out of business, David. This is how Blockbuster went out of business.
Well, I trust you to give me this back more than you trust Jason Lee to give you back Young Guns.
Getting Young Guns back from Jason Lee is like trying to get your basketball back from the Harlem Globetrotters. You can give that up. 1:43, here's a quick break, and then we'll come back with some good news. I actually recognize this one. I know this one. This is this is David's niece with a Casio. That's
close.
Who put this together.
It's from a group called 8-Bit Arcade. They just redo songs in the 8-bit format. So you would hear this on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Not Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you would hear on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. I've been looking at and have not pulled the trigger. I have some other expenses coming up that I just am not able to do so. But I've been looking at pinball machines lately. I love my 90s style video game arcade cabinet in my I will call it entertainment room, whatever, you know, media room. And I was thinking, oh, pinball machine would go very well up here. Here's a good place for it. You know, I can't fit a pool table in there. Otherwise, I'd go with that. But so one of the pinball machines I've been looking at, I'm dealing with a guy who sells them, was the KISS pinball machine. And this one came out in like 1981. So it's not new by any stretch of the imagination, which is good because I like the older ones. I prefer the older ones. But when you press the start button, the machine goes, do, 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 do. I'm going to get it right. Do, 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 do. You're like, really? Really? The Atari version of Rock and Roll All Night. That's the best we're going to get out of this. You compare that to like a current machine, and there's actually crowd noises, and it's all in stereo, and it's just
video game graphics. Like I played the Deadpool one, and it looked
I played that. Yeah,
it looked like it was Ryan Reynolds talking to you during the whole thing.
I have no interest in these new ones. They just don't do it for me. I want the nostalgia factor of one of these old ones that just with the numbers that spin chunk 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 chunk. They break a lot, though. 150 is our time. I am your host, Richard Dixon, and So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions does a little segment every Tuesday at about this time. We call it the So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions, a feel-good story of the week.
Oh, it's so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice. Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
I'm guessing you can figure out who it's brought to you by. 594-5461 if you have something that you would like to get embroidered or printed or embossed or, look, heat printing, you know, they can do that. They can do embroidery. They can do screen printing. Pardon me. There's, you know, iron-on. There's no end to the stuff that they can do. You want a message on a shirt, they can make that happen. But really what they're great at is dressing a whole lot of people alike. You got 115 employees and you got a big retreat coming up and you want them all wearing the same shirt. Well, these are the guys that you need to talk to because they're the ones who are going to put it together and get it right for you. They're going to get it on time and they're going to get it under budget because that's who they are and that's what they do. SEW Nice Embroidery, SEWNiceEmbroidery.com on the World Wide Web, 594-5461. They are growing by leaps and bounds. Access their website to find out more. And yes, you can buy your Talk 99.5 stuff and your Chop Father stuff there. Here's good news. A Wisconsin man has been reunited with his missing dog nearly 2 years after he went missing. How did this happen? Well, Dwight, the only name we have for him, fell asleep with his TV on one night. Pretty unusual. But he woke up in the morning, and there was an Adopt-a-Pet segment on the morning news, the morning feel-good, you know, squeezed in between the goofy weather person and them showing you how to make a frittata. They put an Adopt-a-Pet segment, and there was the description of a little brown dog with an adorable underbite. Dwight's family was devastated over the loss of their beloved dog, Payday. He originally bought it for his 12-year-old daughter, who was still distraught over the incredible loss of her best friend. Dwight's mom, Melissa, came to pick up the beloved pup, and lo and behold, it was an incredible reunion. According to the Wisconsin Humane Society, we are all beyond ecstatic for this amazing family to finally be whole again. After Dwight was connected with the Wisconsin Humane Society, the family was able to reunite with Payday. Dwight's mom. Yeah, okay, we got all that. And that's it. That's the whole story. There's nothing more to it, really, except they lost. You wonder where the hell was Payday? How did Payday get away? We don't have any details on that. Payday made a run for it, but Payday's happy to be home and getting decent meals once again. That is your So Nice Embroidery, Printing and Promotion, Feel Good Story of the Week. That's right, baby. SEWNiceEmbroidery.com, SEWNiceEmbroidery.com, 594-5461. Quickly, back to the phones. KC's in Alabaster. KC, you're on Talk 99.5. What do you got for me, man?
A couple comments. One, talking about the remake the song. You're so right. When the Johnny Cash, the Hurt song, when he redid that song, Nine Inch Nails, it was so much better than the original. Sometimes it's just so much better.
Sometimes they are. I agree.
And as far as the big stupid question, I got a couple that got me wrecked on both ends of the spectrum. One was a more recent one, Ted Lasso, when he actually decided to sign the divorce papers with his wife and split up with her. There's so many episodes of Ted, and that's why it's so good. So many episodes that just get you in the feels on Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And the last that got me wrecked on the other end was the season finale of Lost. I was so dang mad after that.
Season finale of what?
Lost.
Lost. Oh, yeah. Oh, people were furious about that. People were like, but you said specifically it wasn't that. Now you're telling us it is that.
One last comment before you go. I had a cat that just ran away or has been missing for about 8 months. My father-in-law said, oh, I had one that went missing for 3 years. I said, if that son of a gun walks back over my property in 3 years, I'm going to tell him to get back to wherever the heck he came from.
It is First News time. Thank you for the call. Back in a moment. Stick around.